Hi, good morning. Good to see you, good to meet you once again through the net, of course. We are still longing to meet you face to face. We don't know when it's going to happen. It's going to happen very soon. That's what we believe. For a small introduction, I would like to share something from Galatians. We were doing Galatians in the Bible study, so I had a small thought from Galatians. If you see Galatians, it was a church that was planted by Apostle Paul in the first missionary journey. Then after he came off, immediately Judaizers went in. They were trying to pervert the gospel over there by telling, you need to be circumcised, you need to follow the law, you need to keep the Sabbath days, like many of those things. So the Galatians were so soon carried away with that teaching also, probably thinking that is also part of the gospel. So Apostle Paul writes a letter to them, and he mentions so many things which we were studying. In Galatians 3, he brings in two principles which I would like to highlight this morning, which will also be very much applicable to us in this present time, the time that we are living in. A lot of uncertainty, a lot of difficulties, a lot of other things that's happening. Fear, anxiety, worry, whatnot. I'm sure this could be helpful. It was definitely helpful to me. I'm hoping that this will also be helpful to you as well. So here is what we study in Galatians 3. Galatians 3, 1 and 2. Oh, foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth? Before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you. That's one. This only would I learn of you, received ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith. Let's pray. Father, bless this time this morning, this short portion, this introduction. Put your words into my mouth. Minister to us. Father, thank you. In Jesus' name we ask. So, two things which I see in Galatians 3, 1 and 3, 2. Galatians 3, 1, one key phrase that caught my eyes was this. Before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth. Before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth. So, there is something set forth before their eyes. That is one phrase which caught my attention. And the second phrase which caught my attention is in verse 2, hearing of faith. So if I had to just put it in our terms, what evidently set forth before our eyes, I would like to ask myself this question. What am I beholding? Who am I beholding? Who am I beholding? Who am I looking forward to? In the midst of situations, in the midst of circumstances, in the midst of doubts, in the midst of uncertainties, who am I beholding? Who am I beholding? In the Galatians chapter 3, there was one, the verse 1, it says, oh foolish Galatians. We would like to use this word quite often, fools. We do use it. But he used it in a very different way. What he was meaning is failure to use the word in Greek. It means failure to use one's power of perception. That failure due to lack of moral judgment. Failure due to lack of moral judgment, or moral judgment is the ability to make sensible conclusions. So he's telling Galatians, you lack the ability to make sensible conclusions, moral judgments. What happened to you? And he's asking, who hath bewitched you? That word bewitched is hypnotized. Hypnotized is to be in a place, in a state of consciousness, where you lose the power to act volitionally, but rather you are led by the suggestions and the projections by the one hypnotizing. That's what it means. So Apostle Paul is asking, who hath bewitched you? O foolish Galatians, you lack moral judgment, you lack a capacity to make sensible conclusions. What happened to you? Who hath hypnotized you to the point that you are not able to make this volitional acts on your own? He's asking those questions. So if you see that, in their case, it's the Judaizers who went in and brought in a lot of doubt and confusion in their understanding, that they were more preoccupied with those things, and they gave heed to those things to the point that they were hypnotized and confused to the extent that they were not able to make moral judgment or sensible conclusions, and they were completely acting according to the one that is hypnotizing. Normally, it is Satan who does it. In our lives, if you see, who are we beholding? In these times, there are a lot of confusions all over the world, a lot of fear, a lot of doubt, a lot of uncertainty, fear of future. We do not know what's going to happen tomorrow, day after tomorrow. Every day, government comes with so many things, so many other things. What is our focus on? If our focus is on these uncertainties and all those things, it is easy for Satan to take that opportunity to take us and hypnotize us to the point that we are not able to make a right moral judgment, and we are not able to act with the proper or a sensible conclusions, and we'll be like the Galatians, not just led away, just being led away. So that's what could happen to us. What is the thing that we are preoccupied with? Who has taken our perception, taken over our perception? Is the things that's happening in our surroundings, circumstances, the sufferings that are going through, so many things, the fear that is there around, so many other things that's happening around, has it taken over our thinking? Are we preoccupied with so many of those things that we are not able to have our eyes focused on Jesus Christ, so that we will not be in a place of being hypnotized? So I was looking at 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. It speaks about, if we can just turn over there. But we all with open face is unveiled face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory. It is open face, is unveiled face. What is the thing that is unveiling us? The situations around us, those things that cloud our thinking. It clouds our vision of the glory of Christ. What is the glory of Christ? The nature and character of God in its fullest sense. So the preoccupations that we are living in could cloud our thinking to the point that our focus on the nature and character of God, which is the only thing that could deliver us, could be clouded, blinded. So it's this preoccupation. Satan takes advantage of it and hypnotizes us and keeps us in a state of foolishness where we are not able to exercise proper judgment and we are carried away. But what is Apostle Paul telling in 2 Corinthians 3? You have a unveiled face, but we all with open unveiled face, beholding as in a glass the glory of Lord. Beholding the glory of God, beholding the nature and character of God in his clearest sense. And then you are able to make the right judgment, come out of it. It says here, you will be changed into the same image from glory to glory. So you will be changed into Christ-likeness. So that's what are we beholding? Are we beholding the circumstances to the point that we are preoccupied with it and giving an advantage over to the kingdom of darkness, that the kingdom of darkness should keep us in a state of hypnotization, that we are not able to make the right moral decisions? We don't have to. We have our eyes focused on Christ Jesus. Proper vision. Don't let anything cloud our vision. Let our vision be towards Christ and his nature that has been openly set forth, as he says in Galatians 3:1. Christ has been set forth evidently. So Christ has been, the nature and character has been, character of God has been openly set forth in the Bible, the Word of God, that we are able to understand those things and live by it, run by it, hold on to it, meditate to it. So that's what the one aspect. The second aspect, what I was thinking, is hearing of faith. The word hearing could mean the thing that is heard or the act of hearing. But in Galatians 3:2, it is the thing that is heard. It is the thing that is heard about Christ Jesus that gives in the faith. And it is that faith that you act upon. Romans 10:8-17, it says, faith cometh by hearing. That hearing is the thing that heard. Faith cometh by the thing that heard. What is the thing that is heard? It's the word of God. In Acts 20:32, there was Apostle Paul meeting the Ephesus Church of Ephesus in his last trip, third missionary journey. And he's telling them, I'm not going to meet you again. I'm going to go. But as I'm gone, you will be facing so many things. Attacks from outside, attacks from inside. But he says, but I commend you, commit you. The word command is commit you to God, number one, and number two, the word of his grace. It's the word of his grace. It's a word of truth. It's a word, it's not a word of condemnation. It's not a word that will bring in doubts. The word of God, properly understood, preached, broadened by the Spirit of God, will never bring in doubts. So he says, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. So it is the word of his grace that as we receive, it gives, it develops, brings in the faith that is needed to believe and to live and to have our eyes focused on Christ Jesus and not have our eyes been drawn away from Christ, drawn away to circumstances, situations, difficulties that we could face. But on the contrary, the word of encouragement, the word of prophecy. 2 Peter is the sure word of prophecy. When we hear the sure word of prophecy, the word of God, word of the truth, the word of patience, the word of exhortation, all these things, when we hear those things and when we hide it in our hearts, that is the thing that we heard which produces faith in us. And it is that faith that causes us to turn our eyes away from those things that are trying to hypnotize us and keep us in a state of bondage. So Apostle Paul is giving a way how we can keep ourselves from Satan, who wants us to keep us in bondage through hypnotization, through the hearing of faith and through the one who are beholding. Who are we beholding? Are we beholding Christ? Are we beholding the glory of God in his fullness? That the glory as we are beholding is also changing us little by little to the extent that we are changed. Like like Christ. So I just wanted to share this little thought. Think about it. Hearing of faith and the eyes that behold. What are we beholding? Think of it. Thank you for your time. Enjoy the service. Thank you. Father, bless this portion. Bless the reminder of the service. In Jesus Christ's name we ask. Amen.